Hey guys, it's Nicola and Aryan here.
Hello.
This week's been super exciting because we just learned about the three mobs that we're going to vote on during Minecraft Live. So let's jump right in.
Alright, so the first mob they unveiled in their video was the crab mob. Now this mob is pretty cool. It has a giant claw and a blue body, and it's mostly found in a mangrove swamp. Now if you don't know about the mangrove swamp yet, it's a new biome that they added in 1.19. And although it is pretty rare, it has some pretty unique trees, and also has the newest mob they added last year, the frog. And the frog, as you guys probably experienced, it can swallow magma cubes, which is pretty cool if you ask me. But this mob, the crab, is a new mob they're adding to the whole new mangrove swamp, and I can't wait to see how it'll look like in it.
Yeah, so the crab, it's one of the huge features about it is that, like Aryan said, is that it has a huge claw, right? And this claw allows you to place blocks far away. Now, we don't know a lot of important details about the claw, like whether you can like hit people from far away or even break stuff from far away. Maybe it's just a huge reach hack, right? But like all of that depends on what the developers decide to implement, right? So I don't know like what they're going to do about that. But it's interesting that they decided to stick to reality in the crab, because the crab in the announcement video actually looks like a crab called a fiddler crab, which is also a type of crab inside of a mangrove, right, in real life. So that's really interesting that they decided to color it like that, and we don't really know if they're going to color it like that in game. Another interesting part that you could notice in the video is that the crab actually climbs on the side of blocks, which is interesting because we've never seen that before. And maybe if they implement that kind of feature into Minecraft, then maybe they could pass it on to the spider, right? And then maybe we'll see spiders that climb on the side of the wall instead of, like, you know, levitating up, which is kind of boring. As we've seen in, like, these a couple different modifications to the game that, like, add those kinds of things. So it really depends on how they implement the crab, right, as it does in many different other mob votes. But yeah, I don't know, Farian, you have any other thoughts on this?
Yeah, I do not like the spider, but I think it's really cool how Minecraft kind of implements real life with the game. I mean, you know, Minecraft is a sandbox game, and it is pretty like relevant to real life. It has like the whole wood and the whole building houses. I mean, there are some aspects like floating blocks that aren't really specific to real life, but I really like how they're trying to stick with the idea that we see every day. And even the crab, you mentioned the fiddler crab, even the crabs walk sideways, so it'll be kind of cool to see how exactly this crab will traverse the terrain in these mangrove swamps.
Yeah, and also one other important detail is that we have to figure out how the crab claw will drop. Now, in real life, when a baby crab grows up, it drops, it can replace its claw. So that would be interesting to know. Like, hopefully you don't have to kill a crab, which I don't think Mojang would follow through with that idea, because a crab is a passive mob. But, I mean, yeah, that's basically it, I think. I don't know if you have anything else to add.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool to see how the crab would like drop its claw, because you know the turtle right now, how it drops its scoot when it grows up. So it'd be kind of cool if that feature could be implemented in crabs, but also would be kind of annoying to wait for a crab to like grow up and all that stuff.
For sure, yeah, it would be exactly like the turtle. And another thing that I wanted to mention is the cute animation where the crab waves its claw in the video, which would be, you know, it's very nice to have.
Okay, so let's jump right into the armadillo. So the armadillo is the next mob they unveiled in the videos. And this armadillo is kind of the more common mob you'll see. It spawns in the savanna biomes, so it just brings some more spice to the savanna biomes. Instead of like the old flat grass with the acacia trees, and I can see some fuzzy little armadillos rolling around. And the armadillo, if you don't know, it is an animal in real life, but it's more of a mob that kind of like rolls around and travels by just rolling. And it'll be really cool to see how Mojang will implement these animations and rolling around into the fun grassy plains of the savannah.
Yeah, so one of the important features like the crab has is the fact that the armadillo will drop a scoot, which would be used to craft this armor for wolves. Now, that would be sick, right? It's kind of like how you craft armor for horses, right? Which is super useful when you ride a horse because, for example, if you drop down a huge ravine or whatever, the horse would die without armor, but it doesn't die with that. So that would apply the same to wolves, right? Especially now you don't have to leave them at home all the time, right? Now, again, this would It has to drop it like the crab, so we assume that it would grow up and drop the scute when it grows up, or shed its scute or somehow or something like that, and that we don't have to kill it, right? Another important feature that we saw in the video, like Aryan said, is the fact that it rolls around and rolls up into a ball. Now it'd be interesting to see that ball become like a block, like a shulker, but then when it unrolls, it becomes like a normal mob, right? Now that would be like a new different type of mechanic that hasn't been implemented yet, right? So that would be super interesting. And final thing, like the crab in the video, the armadillo actually resembles this armadillo in real life called a three-banded armadillo, which is known for their abilities to curl themselves into a ball.
Yeah, for sure. It'll be kind of interesting to see how exactly the armadillo will exactly curl into a ball, and whether it'll be like a bit faster in its like ball form. I know, like, I feel like Mojang will kind of implement a feature where when it rolls into a ball to move around, it will move around pretty fast. So it might be hard to actually catch up with and maybe make it drop its scoot. But also about the scoot, we don't really know if like to kill it or maybe to wait for it to grow up so you can drop its scoot. But for the wolf armor. It sounds really cool. There are a lot of mobs and modifications to the wolf, including giving armor, potion effects, all the stuff that are available to get. But it'd be kind of cool to see how the wolf armor will actually be in the game. Now, personally, I feel like horse armor is kind of a bit useless. I mean, definitely is useful for some things, but I mean, like if you see like a horse armor instead of like a golden apple in the chest, you might be a bit disappointed. So we'll have to see how this actually plays out. I mean, a wolf with armor, especially if it's a pretty cool like diamond armor set, that would be really cool. But I'm not here to give my opinions. I'm just here to give the facts. Do you have anything else to add, Nicole?
I mean, yeah, you mentioned like the diamond wolf armor. We don't know if it's tiered like the horse armor or if it's just gonna be one type of armor. It would also be cool if we could dye it, which I'm pretty sure you can do with normal horse armor as well. But all of these kinds of features, again, they're uncertain. We don't know about this. This is basically just speculation. We only know the fact that it drops a scute and that you can use it to make horse armor and that it curls itself up in the ball. So it's hard to predict what would actually be implemented by the developers.
Yeah, for sure. So before I jump into the last mob, the penguin, I'll just quickly summarize the two mobs we covered so far, the crab and the armadillo. The crab is found on the mangrove swamp, the new biome added in 1.19. And the armadillo, I mean the crab will be able to drop its claw, which is able to kind of have reach hacks where it can place blocks from far away. Now, next mob we covered is the armadillo, where it's found in the savanna biome. And savanna biome is much more common than the mangrove swamp biome. But we don't know if this mob will be able to like roll around and like go really fast. But the mob does. But what we do know is that the mob does drop a new type of scoot called the wolf armor, and wolf armor is able to give like from the name armor to your wolf. And now the next mob they unveiled in their videos is the penguin mob. The penguin mob, I'm sure everyone like knows what a penguin is. They're usually found in cold areas where they're using water. They catch fish as their prey, and they can also go on land, so they are amphibious. And now more about the penguin. The penguin is found on stony shores, and if you don't know what stony shores are, I don't blame you. It's a special type of shore they added a while ago, where it's kind of like a beach except all the sand is now stone. And I mean, you guys have probably seen it while playing Minecraft before, but it's not something you like really look for. Like when you think of like a stony shore, you just think of like stone. You don't think of a whole beach. So it'd be pretty interesting to see like a penguin maybe on land or in the water near a stony shore.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be pretty rare as well because stony shores, like you said, you don't really look for them and you don't really find them, right? So, because the penguin's key feature, as the other mobs have, is the ability to increase the speed of the player's boat in the water, right? So now, when you think about that, you might think about the dolphin's grace effect, which it is pretty similar, but the key difference is that instead of increasing the swimming speed, it increases the boat speed. Now, this would be super useful in like speedruns and stuff like that, where you really want to be going quickly. But I don't know how much faster it would speed up the boat because if it speeds it up too quickly, you might lose the penguin quickly and won't be able to go very far, just like what some can happen with Dolphin's Grace effect. Now, like the other animals, the penguin resembles the rock hopper penguin, which is in real life, and also the macaroni penguin because it's really nice to see Mojang implementing these kinds of real life mobs into the game. Another feature that they showed is that the penguin is very clumsy on land, but super agile in water. So it would be nice to see the cute animation of the penguin falling over into either the water or on land. When they swim, the video shows that they swim flat on their stomachs, but then they walk on their legs, which would be a new different feature that we haven't seen before. And also that when it can like jump out of the water and land like flat and slide until it stands up again. They also showed it carrying items around, just like the dolphin. So it really seems like this is just a dolphin, but in a different suit with a couple different features. But I don't know what your thoughts are.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool to see a penguin in Minecraft, especially if people love penguins. They're cute. They are pretty funny too. Especially like the penguin in Minecraft will be clumsy on land, so it'd be kind of cool seeing like walking on land. And I was thinking specifically about taming mobs. I mean, I don't know if you can tame the penguin, crab, or armadillo. My guess is, or you won't be able to, but it'd be pretty cool to see like a penguin following you around even on land. And more about the boats traveling faster. I mean, in speedruns and all these like fast-paced Minecraft like achievement runs or something like that. When people are in a boat and they see a dolphin, they usually get out of the boat to swim with the dolphin, and they lose the boat in the process. So one way to kind of like solve this issue is if the boat itself is faster. Now, I'm not sure how this will work exactly. Will the penguin get inside the boat and like row the boat with you, or will it swim alongside the boat? And I'm thinking alongside the boat, but we don't know yet. But in general, like I think this penguin has a lot of applications for not only like regular Minecraft survival, but also some more like non-conventional like methods of transportation. If you don't know the ice boating method, ice boating method is just like you put a boat on ice in the ice, and then the boat travels really fast. But what happens if you put like a penguin next to your boat while it's on ice? Will it travel like much faster? Will like zoom faster than even an elytra? We don't really know how exactly this penguin will feature and how it'll increase the speed of a boat, but it really will be kind of cool seeing it in Minecraft.
Yeah, especially if the penguin is able to speed up the boat faster than the elytra with constant rockets. Now that without any like assistance, like you said, on the ice highways. Now that would be super useful because you could just this would basically be the replacement to the elytra, especially in the early game when you don't even have an elytra, right? And this would really make the elytra not be the major form of transportation that it's been dominating ever since it got introduced, especially with the fireworks. Right, so it really all again depends on how the developers decide to implement the mob into the game.
Yeah, for sure. Also, our key feature is the design of the mob. I mean, the penguin, crab, and armadillo—they all have their own unique designs. But I just want to see how it look in Minecraft. I mean, people are expecting the penguin to be cute and the crab to be kind of small and funny, but we don't really know how these designs actually play into Minecraft as a whole. But before we kind of go back and analyze all these three mobs, do you have anything you want to add to any of these, Nicola?
Not really. I mean, yeah, they all have their own unique aspects and their own like uncertainties, I guess. So it's gonna be really up to the players, and it's really gonna be, I think, a really close vote this year. So
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of the vote, so well enough right now is vote. If you want to vote, it is on I think October 13th at 1 p.m. EDT. If you can translate that to your time, so that'd be cool. 1 p.m. EDT in the afternoon on October 13th, and this year it's for a little over 48 hours. Last year the mob vote was 24 hours, and so people could vote in those 24 hours. So making it a bit longer this year, 48 hours. So you have about 2 days to pick your vote on either the Minecraft client or the website looks like.
yeah, for sure. This is going to really make everybody have more access to the vote than they did last year. And it's also going to allow more players to be able to vote, especially if they're busy on one day and not on the other.
Yeah, for sure. So now I think we should dive in more into the specifics of each mob. First, let's talk about the biome where they're found. I mean, this biome kind of dictates like how often they're found and like how rare they are. First, about the crab is found in the mangrove swamp, and the mangrove swamp is a biome, but I feel like it's not as common as the savanna biome. Like, how often have you seen mangrove swamps in your world? I mean, you might spawn one, but even just traveling around, you might not see it that much. And the next biome is the armadillo biome, which is the savanna. Now, savanna is kind of one of the more common biomes to see. Like, there's plains, mountains, forests, and there's savanna. So, savanna is one of the most common biomes to see. You can find acacia wood, and it is pretty common. So, it'd be kind of cool to see, like, if armadillo spawn like everywhere in savannas, only some specific place of the savannas. And the last mob is a penguin, and the penguin spawns in the stony shore biome. The stony shore biome is, I feel like, the most rarest out of these three biomes. In terms of my opinion, I think the savanna biome is the most common, and the next biome that followed is the mangrove swamp biome, and then last is the stony shore biome. So this means that penguin will be more rare than the armadillo and the crab, but it'll be kind of cool to see like how exactly they spawn in this biome. So they spawn like a specific part, will spawn in the dark or the like the middle of the night. I don't know. What are your opinions on it?
I'm pretty sure statistically that the mangrove swamp is a bit rarer than the stony shore. I'm not sure about the fact check on that, but really the stony shores, like, they're not like noticeable. They're just, you'd think that they're just extensions of the biome that they're next to, right? So it'll be much harder to spot and to land on.
Yeah, for sure. Also, I feel like the armadillo, it rolls on the ground, so you just go on the savanna and just spot it like rolling around. But the crab, it might be a bit, crab and penguin, it might be a bit more complicated than that. The crab may be on the actual swamp or maybe inside the water, just like scuttling around. Also, we don't know if the crab will be, how big it'll be. Will it be like a whole block size or like kind of micro? We don't know the specific details of that yet. And more about the penguin, it is amphibious, which means it can be on land or in water. I'm thinking it'll prefer being in water and play with maybe play in a pack of penguins. That'd be kind of cool seeing like multiple penguins interacting with each other. But we don't know exactly like where it'll be. Like, will it be always in the water? Will it be sometimes on land, sometimes on water? We don't know any of the details yet. We're just giving our ideas on what the information they released so far.
Yeah, and they each add really their own unique thing to the game, right? Like the crab adds the ability to climb on the side of the wall. The armadillo adds the ability for an animal to potentially even become a block, right? Or switch between the block state and an entity state. And a penguin adds the ability to both walk on water and swim horizontally in the or walk not sorry not walk on water walk on land and swim horizontally in the water. Right, so they all add their own unique mechanics, and of course, each one adds its own unique like ability that it has, which for the crab is the crab claw, like the armadillo, the skew, and the penguin, the boat speed up. So really, it's they all have their own benefits, and it really just depends on which one is going to be more useful more often, right?
Yeah, I think if we can dive into these specific things that the crab, the armadillo, and the penguin bring to Minecraft, that'll give our viewers some more like attention into maybe what mob they should vote for. So first of all, the crab, we know it drops a giant claw. I don't know, like the item might be just a giant claw or a crab's claw, but it looks like based on the wiki, if the player can find one. So I'm thinking that I'll kind of drop it when it's like growing up, as you said. Or maybe I'll start as like a small crab, and when it grows into a big crab, I'll drop it. I'm not sure if maybe you can kill it to drop it, but I'll just go to the assumption that they drop it when they grow up. So this means that the mob will need to kind of like maybe take care of the crabs until they grow up and get the claw that way, kind of similar to how you get turtle legs and kind of grow the turtle legs into the mob where it drops the scoot. So if you find a claw, we don't know if it'll be craftable from multiple like segments of a claw, but if it's like one specific claw, that means right off the bat, like someone can find a crab, wait for a while, and then get the claw. And the claw will provide some useful features. It can place blocks further, but as we mentioned earlier, we don't know if it can hit players further or if it can destroy blocks further. In my opinion, if it can hit players further, that's pretty game changing. You have like a knockback sword. You attack someone with knockback sword, then you switch to the claw and keep on comboing them with the claw. I mean, we don't expect the claw to do like damage, obviously, but it'll be pretty cool to see how the applications can be outside of placing blocks. But even with placing blocks, it is pretty cool to see like you're placing blocks from really far away, maybe building from really far away. It'll be pretty cool to see like how that whole experience will work out.
Yeah, also one interesting nerf that Mojang could add in to prevent players from abusing the power of the The reach ability is to add durability to the claw, which would, after hitting it several times or something like that, would make it break, or after breaking things several times. But that would really nerf the ability of the crab claw and force you to either start making farms, which would be interesting to see what the technical community would come up with, or to just use it sparingly, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, there are, like, it'll be kind of cool to see, like, a crab farm or armadillo farm, penguin farm. It'll be kind of cool to see how exactly that would work. I mean, we know farms work with mostly, like, mobs, like, hostile mobs, usually that drop kind of, like, some item. So it'd be kind of cool to see, like, a mob, like, a farm that kind of, like, only farms claws. But anyway, let's jump into the next mob, the armadillo. As mentioned, the armadillo is found in the savannah. But the main feature of the armadillo is that it does drop a special scoot, which can be crafted into wolf armor, and the scoot will be like craftable, so maybe it'll require like 5 or 6 scoots to make one full wolf armor set, and we don't know if it'll be like one standard like leather wolf armor or like a diamond wolf armor, or even the health of the armor as a whole. So it'll be kind of cool to see like how exactly you even equip it on the wolf and how that will like benefit the wolf in general. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I mean, for sure, especially with the fact that it's like you said, it spawns in the savannah super commonly. This means that maybe they'll make it so that you need like a lot of scoots to make some wolf armor, which would be again a nerf that Mojang could implement to not make it more powerful. But of course, a wolf with armor might not be as powerful. They might nerf the armor as well, so that it only adds like one health point or something, which would be a disappointment to say the least. But they could also implement a tiering system where you could craft it with diamonds or something like that to make sure that the wolf can be strong enough to survive like at least a couple zombie hits, if not more, without taking a significant amount of damage, right?
Yeah, also to note that the wolf also like can heal with like the meat or like chicken, raw chicken, so or like raw mutton, I think. So it'd be kind of cool to see like how you can just heal the wolf right up if it takes some damage. But also, we don't really know more about this mob. I mean, like, just the whole idea of wolf armor kind of adds a whole new like room for expansion in the future for Minecraft. Like if Minecraft adds like, first of all, in like leather wolf armor, now next update they might add like more tiers of wolf armor, or maybe some more durabilities, maybe some like superpowers. I don't know. Like it just opens up room for expansion in the wolf armor. So it'd be kind of just really cool seeing like how like a whole new item and a whole new benefit for wolves specifically can just benefit the whole community by maybe giving a stronger companion.
Yeah, for sure. I've also known that a lot of the Minecraft community has been looking for wolf armor for as long as I can remember. Right, it's been constantly asked by, so that's probably going to benefit the armadillo in the vote this week.
Yeah, for sure. Let's jump right into the last mob, the penguin. Penguin is found on stony shores, to summarize. And yeah, stony shores are a bit more common than mangrove swamps, but they're both kind of a bit rare, on the rare side. And the penguins are amphibious, so they're found on water and land. But the main like benefit that the penguin gives isn't like an item like the crab and the armadillo, where it either like gives wolf armor or it gives like a reach hacks. But it's more of like a more like simple benefit, which we don't know anything about, to be honest. All we know that it does work like similar to the dolphin, probably, where it, instead of increasing swimming speed, it increases the boat speed. So we don't know if it replaces the whole dolphin as a whole, or if it gives some effect. Because, for example, like there are some achievement runs where, like, I think How Did We Get Here, where you have to get every potion effect, and like will those all become like much harder if you have another effect called like Penguin's Grace or like Penguin Speed that might increase the speed of your boat, and like how much will increase the speed, and we don't know the specifics of all of that, but all we do know is that it will increase the speed of your boat. So what are your thoughts on like how that whole thing can change Minecraft?
Yeah, for sure. The fact about the How Did We Get Here advancement is also huge, because it, again, you have to find a penguin which spawns in a stony shore, which could be far away. You have to bring it, right? So it adds a whole layer of complexity to that achievement. And we also don't know, again, if the penguin's, ability is going to affect the player by giving it the thing, but it could also affect the boat, right? So it really all depends on how they implement it. I don't know how they would make it so that the player has the potion effect though, because it would be interesting to see how it can like detect if it's in a boat and only do that, or maybe it'll also speed up the player outside of the boat. Like, probably not, because that's not what they said in the video, but you don't know what they're gonna do, right? So.
Yeah, I mean, like, I saw some creators creating like videos on like their perception of the mob. Like, I know like Norfi created a few videos on like him implementing the mob into the game, but we don't know if any of those will be actually true. Just their own perceptions of the mob. So to be honest, we don't know any specifics about the mobs, so and probably won't know until it's actually in the game. So based on like limited info we have right now, it's just up to us to kind of decide like what we want more. Do we want a faster boat? Do we want a wolf farmer, or do we want like a giant claw that can place blocks further? So as we close off for today, do you want to add anything, Nicola?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have anything. It's really gonna be really close this year. Like, I mean, hopefully, I mean, really, this year there is no Glow Squid or Phantom, if you know what I mean. Any of these mobs would be good to add to the game, right? But I don't know. It's really, I honestly do not know which one's going to win. It's all of them have their own benefits and their own downsides, so I mean, it's gonna be super close, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So, I don't know if you wanted to give your own opinion on which one you would think would you would vote into the game, right? I think I would vote for the honestly, I think the crab would be the best because it provides the most long-standing utility, right? You can use it in the early game and in the late game. I don't see why you would for the armadillo, why you would really need wolf farmer late game. It's super useful for early game, especially when you need that defense. But unless you're planning on making a 50 wolf army, I don't see the armadillo's complete use in the late game. The penguin, again, has its early game use, but depending on how overpowered the boat speed up is, I don't see if it could really speed up the player that much, or to beat the elytra, right, which would be useful in the late game, right?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, like, they all have their own benefits. We don't know the specifics, how much it'll impact. I mean, like, based on the designs, the penguin's pretty cute. The crab is also pretty unique. So just based on the designs, people can make their own opinions. But also, you have to consider, like, the biome where they're found. Like, how often will they, like, run into one of these mobs when just traversing your own Minecraft world? But think of all of that and make your own opinions. I mean, for sure, the crab is really cool. Just the whole idea of placing blocks further and just revolutionizing building like big structures to completely just placing blocks further into like bridging up or scaffolding. But even the armadillo, like just imagine like a whole wolf army with all these wolf armor and like strength potions. That would be pretty devastating if you can get one of those. And even the penguin, I mean, it's the whole like ice boat experience. I mean, people do use ice boats. Like instead of elytra sometimes to travel faster. So it'd be really cool to see how much it can buff boats or things like that. But yeah, we're just here to give the facts, so it's up to you guys to make the whole like last decision. Do you want to vote for the penguin, the crab, or the armadillo? But the vote is, again, it is on October 13th at 1 p.m. EDT, and you have 2 hours, I mean, sorry, 48 hours, 2 days, and 15 minutes until the vote closes. Do you have any last thoughts, Nicola?
Not really. I mean, yeah, as you said, make sure to show up for the vote to cast your vote and make your opinion heard.
Awesome. So that's our episode for the Spyglass, the Minecraft podcast today. Thank you for tuning in, and I look forward to talking to you again, Nicola, in the future about some more Minecraft features.
For sure. All right. Bye, guys. See ya.
Yeah, bye.